Good evening, everybody. And we have got tons of Diddy content coming out this evening. We had Chris Todd on Sunday night. It was a two-hour interview. We were supposed to be interviewing about Kurt Cobain, but he wrote the book that's gone to number one on Amazon, Exposing Diddy. And he said, he told us on Sunday night that the whole key to the case is Jonathan Oddie. Now, when you Google research Jonathan Oddie, all kinds of clips come up, little bits of this and that here and there. There's been articles written about him. If you're familiar with Jonathan Oddie, he's the one who went into the Trump Hotel acting bizarrely and shot the hotel up. He ends up in a police interview, and we have managed to obtain, I think it's like 30-something minutes of it. It's nearly the whole interview. Anyway, we're going to post the full interview tonight, I think around 10 o'clock, because we've got John Wedger on, and we've got a panel on coming on to discuss. I've only just watched the entire Jonathan Oddie interview today, and he's talking about P. Diddy's connections with the Illuminati, CIA drug transportation. He's talking about all the different rappers who are having sex with him, males, and how he was paid to have sex with various people, sex workers, Diddy's girlfriend. But he ties it in to a much bigger picture, a much bigger conspiracy, the Illuminati, secret societies. There's some black secret society that he names, and he's talking about some really big names. I mean, there's some quotes from him here. Just give you a little teaser. He says, I had beep with Cassie and Sean. And then he talks about Diddy giving it some of that, let's just say, and telling me what to do to Cassie. I was like a beep slave, okay? For them, that's what I was. He said that there was a cabal of rich people who moved drugs like liquid coke in their private jets. And he alleged that he took the liquid coke with Ventura and Combs. Now, if anyone has read my series of books, Deconstructing the War on Drugs and Mass Incarceration, one of the main themes is the CIA drug transportation. I wrote a book called American Made, Who Killed Barry Seal, George H.W. Bush, or Pablo Escobar. And one of the methods of the Colombian cartel to get it into the US was to send it over in liquid form and then reconstruct it back into the white powder. So when the cops were interviewing Jonathan Oddie about the shooting up the Trump Hotel, they thought he was absolutely insane. They were changing the narrative and saying, I'm not interested about Diddy. Tell us who you are, who, what are you about, what was going through your head, why did you shoot up this hotel? But he was spilling his guts on all this stuff that's just coming out now. And they had such a treasure chest of information right in front of them, because this guy, he wanted to tell them absolutely everything that had gone down at these Diddy freak-offs and parties. So we are going to be playing. We're going to be premiering. It's almost the whole interview, I believe, 30-something minutes of it. The cop interviewing Jonathan Oddie tonight, I believe, at 10 o'clock. So for you guys, I'm just curious in the chat. Put a one in the chat if you have seen the full Jonathan Oddie police interview. Put a two in the chat if you have not seen it, because I hadn't seen it. I've seen clips, but the whole thing will just absolutely blow your mind. He's talking about Trump. He's talking about the Obamas. And he's talking about the Clintons. Yeah, it looks like we've got two people have seen it. Three people. We've got five haven't seen it. It looks like the majority of you guys haven't seen it. So you're in for a treat. We have got Chris Todd telling us deep dive into Jonathan Odie. And the first thing is to look at the entire police interview. He said he caught a STI from the trysts that Diddy was orchestrating with him. They were using the white powder during these trysts. His initial confessions were dismissed by the cops. But internet sleuths are connecting him, his claims with the allegations Ventura made in a November 2023 lawsuit against Diddy. In the suit, she alleged that Diddy beat her frequently and forced her to engage in beep acts with male beep workers, which he called freak-offs, and recorded. The Fed prosecutors also claimed Diddy engaged in the parties as mentioned in Ventura's lawsuit. The defendant arranged freak-offs with the assistance of members and associates of the enterprise, including employees of his business, and the hotel rooms where they were staged often sustained significant damage, according to a prosecution memo that sought to deny him his bail. So Odie, who describes himself as an investor, was reportedly also a male stripper and beep actor. He was arrested in May 2018. So this interview, it's from 5 years ago, after he opened fire inside the Trump National Doral Miami Resort. He barged into the lobby of the Trump National Doral Golf Club, carrying an American flag and shouting about the former president. We are presently trying to get the full footage of the mayhem he causes in the hotel. So we're going to try and get that one up for you tomorrow. He barges into the lobby of the Trump National Doral Golf Club carrying an American flag and shouting about the former president. He fires at the chandelier before exchanging gunfire with officers. And he's lucky to be alive, this guy, and even say the stuff that he says in the interview. And they shot him in the legs and took him into custody. He's still in a detention center in Miami, facing multiple charges, including attempted murder of law enforcement officers, armed burglary, armed grand theft, according to court records. All right, so we got an article today in the mail. It's got some salacious photos in it. So let's hope we're not getting trouble showing these. I'm going to share the screen because they're listing all of the top named celebrities that went to the white party. So let me just get into my presenter mode here. Share screen. Star-studded white parties. Sure. All right, here we go. And that's on the screen nicely for you to see now. Yep, it is. All right, so I'm gonna scroll down this, and we're going to go over some of the biggest names. Now, we've got nonstop content coming out tonight. We're back to World War III in 15 minutes. Then we've got John Wedger in the panel and Ron coming back to do 2 hours on Diddy. And then we're premiering the Jonathan Odie interview. I think at 9 o'clock, I'm going to correct myself, at 9 o'clock, if we can get that uploaded in time. But yeah, I'm going to scroll down now and show you some of these pictures of the celebs that the Mail has reported on today. Star-studded white parties were snorted off bodies. Topless women cavorted in the pool. And little kids were told one day, you're all going to want to come. My goodness, how predatory. New video surfaced of him telling guests it was time for the kids to go home and the real partying to begin. He's got a champagne glass in hand like a dictator on his balcony as he calls in the quid pro quo for the hospitality so far extended. We fed you all, we gave you drinks. Now it's time to enjoy life, he says. This is a celebration of life. This is the real white party. Kids have an hour left. Then this thing turns into something that when you get older, this is something you're all going to want to come to. So let's just start to get our groove on. Put the kids away. It's all good. All right, DJ, let's hit it. Let's do it. Thanks for the super chat, Lifeboat. Yep, these people thought they won the lottery. getting invited to that party. Boy, were they wrong. I know they're all scrambling right now to delete their Twitter history and photo history to distance themselves. It's like when Bill Clinton came out and said, I barely knew that Epstein. I only traveled so many times on humanitarian missions on his private jet. Yet when we obtained the flight logs of the private jet that Clinton was on, he left his security detail, his Secret Service guys. He didn't carry them on the plane. And there was a bunch of girls who sounded East European on the flight log. So no surprises what was happening there. All right, so J-Lo, his then-girlfriend, was at the white parties, of course, at the East Hampton Mansion. This one, for this photo, was from July 2nd, 2000. And then we've got, let me make this bigger screen, Kimora Lee Simmons, Russell Simmons, Natane Adock, Damon Dash, Aaliyah, Diddy, J-Lo, Lisa Zane, Billy Zane, Victor Matthews, Matthew Broderick, Sarah Jessica Parker, Andre Harrell, Veronica Webb. This was at Puffy's 4th of July party on July 2nd, 2000. There he is on his balcony, giving orders like the dictator, watching his Labor Day party from the balcony, East Hampton, August 29th, 1998. That's got to be one of the biggest names right there. Leonardo DiCaprio, among the guests, all dressed in white, probably utilizing the white up their schnozzes in 1998. They all look lit, don't they? So, it is impossible to hear the words today about catching them in their sinister overture to the sort of debauchery which sees Diddy now charged with this slew of heinous crimes, held without bail, on suicide watch in Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center. So we started on Sunday night with the Will Diddy Get Epstein videos. Last night we did an analysis of the Metropolitan Detention Center. We've done parallels with the Epstein case. So we've got a Diddy playlist now. Ron smashed it today with his panel. Got almost 2,000 in the live. So we've got quite a back catalogue that we're building up on the Diddy case. We're going to keep going with it. But if you've missed these previous videos, check them out on the Diddy playlist. His name will be forever tarnished by the charges he now faces of beep, assault, violence, kidnap, arson, possession of firearms, revelations of the freak-offs, which allegedly lasted for days and saw participants, often beep workers, forced to rehydrate via an IV drip in the aftermath. Back in the day, before he stood accused of the criminal enterprise and was deemed a threat to society, celebrities clamored for an invitation to his era-defining white parties held at the East Hampton home between 1998 and 2009. Exclusive images by the Daily Mail show the glittering guest list. A who's who of movie and music industry fame, all of whom have remained conspicuously silent since the music mogul's arrest in New York earlier this week. We've got scantily clad, half-naked girls in the swimming pool, tangle of limbs pouring champagne into the open mouths of a male guest. We've got Diddy with another scantily clad female pouring a beverage over her backside. And then we've got female guests doing virtually nothing to hide their modesty. Let's not keep that one on the screen for very long. Now, more celebrity names. We've got Dougie Fresh, Andre Harrell, and Diddy at the Real White Party, September 2007. Here we have got Ashton Kutcher, getting in the swings of things, party in Beverly Hills, 4th of July, 2009. Keep going down. Yep, of course, J-Lo is throughout these pictures famously dated Diddy between 1999 and 2001. She went to more than one of the parties that he instituted to cement his reputation as a latter-day Gatsby, an industry movie mover and shaker. In pictures, she's cozying up with her then-beau, all smiles and kisses, for the man now labeled a serial pred. Paris Hilton was a regular guest who attended the first party held on September 7th, 1998, that she described as iconic. Photos of the gatherings are like a time capsule. Early noughties celebrity. You've got Howard Stern, Kelly Osbourne, Aretha Franklin, Leonardo DiCaprio, Martha Stewart, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and husband Nick Cannon. It couple, Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson, a young Kim Kardashian, and anyone who was anybody was there, and proudly so. Not so proud now. Diddy's ex, Kim Porter, mother of three of Diddy's kids, who died in 2018, age 47, is also there. So it's the Kim Porter book that's gone to number one on Amazon, according to Chris Todd, who was with us on Sunday. He's written this book, and it was Chris who told us to deep dive into Jonathan Odie. And oh boy, we watched the full police interview today, and we're going to be broadcasting it, I think, tonight at 9. And it links, he talks, he's there, he's in the mix, he's doing the acts, he's on the white, he's doing stuff with men, doing stuff with women, doing stuff with sex workers, doing stuff with Diddy. And he lays it all out, linked to the secret societies, CIA drug trafficking, which of course is our forte on this channel. We've been exposing that for years. I've written a series of books about it. Clinton Bush CIA conspiracies, Barry Seal. This all links right into the things we've been researching for years on this channel. A lot of it, of course, parallels with Epstein. We had 60 million views on our Epstein videos on this channel, but it all got wiped off the map. So I can understand why these videos are resonating with our viewers. So in some shots, Kim Porter sits next to Diddy, smiling with the twins on her lap. There is no hint in her demeanor and appearance of the violent abuse she allegedly suffered at Diddy's hands, which is exposed in the new memoir In Kim's Words, which published alleged entries from journals Porter left behind. All the media reporting on this book right now, and we had Chris Todd booked weeks in advance before all this kicked off. So if you missed that exclusive on Sunday night, he dropped some bombs. Check it out. Chris Todd, he's thoroughly researched and understands what Kim was exposing about Diddy, Kim Porter. Again, more scantily clad women. These are fragrance models posing at the Real White Party, September 7th, 2007. And then we've got champagne from heaven served to guests by models dressed as angels. Diddy's Labour Party in 1999. Oh my God, that one in the middle, she looks like she's about 15. Diddy was a generous host at his wild parties, according to the Mail, which he held annually from 98 to 2009. In this video, he jokes about locking up women at his parties. Savile, look at Savile. We're going to look back at all the Diddy stuff now, just like we look back at all the Savile stuff. He was joking how he was banned from schools. He wasn't safe around young girls, all that kind of thing. Right in our face. People are going to find that all, go back over Diddy's back catalogue of interviews, similar stuff that he's going to have said. So the Mail's give a disclaimer here. There's no suggestion that the celebs who attended the parties were involved in any of Diddy's illegal activities. But once the kids went home, things obviously got wild. In pictures shot at his penultimate party in 2008, half-naked women are cavorting in the swimming pool, pouring champagne in people's mouths, girls wearing only bikini bottoms are kissing, champagne flowing over their burst skin. According to former music industry insider Tom Swoop, who has recounted his own memories of surviving Diddy's white parties on his YouTube channel. We have to get on Tom Swoop, Shane. Hit him up. Let's get an interview. First off, in my opinion, story time, the parties were separated into tiers of access. There was general admission access, then a series of tiers, ending with entrance to the inner sanctum where the real partying went on. This allegedly included, beep, humiliating male and female guests on the promise of record deals or money. Swoop and others have spoken about the drugs that were present, I won't name them, being snorted off all sorts of surfaces, including the bodies of guests. It is a tangle of limbs at some of these parties. Diddy with music industry lawyers and businessmen. His Labor Day party, 1999. More models, white parties. Diddy with Kim Porter. We're giving one hour to set the leave so the real fun could begin. Get rid of the kids. More models, dressed as angels. Standing, dictating from his balcony. Swoop describes eye-popping reality. Speaking to Oprah in 2006, Diddy told her that the intention behind the first wife's party was to integrate hip-hop into the echelons of the mega-rich to find an intersection of both worlds. He was networking into the secret societies, guys. Wait till you hear the Jonathan Odie interview. Bringing it to you tonight, 9 o'clock. He said, I wanted to strip away everyone's image and put us all in the same color and on the same level. Swoop recalled it as more of a power trip for the rapper. At one point, finding himself in the same room as Diddy, alleges that Diddy told a young artist to perform a beep act on his bodyguard in return for $100,000 and a record deal before claiming it was a joke when the young man was on the cusp of submitting. Sicko. Regis Philbin, along with wife Joy and designer Vera Wang in that picture. All in white there. We've got old Russell Brand showing up for the final one. Model dancing. And we've got magician Dave Blaine showing Chevy Chase a card trick at the Labor Day party. Diddy host the party. Chillingly, Swoop claimed Diddy told him I can make anybody do anything because this life is what they want and I got the keys to the castle. Swoop left the party thinking, if this is what goes on behind the curtain, you're all comes with this. I don't want this life. There were so many celebrities who were cool with this, and he didn't want to entertain them. It's not isolated. You all need to think of everybody when you think of him, the access, the amount of people that were there. All right. So what we're going to do now is we are about to go over to World War III coverage. We've got Dimitri coming on. He's going to be as thorough and well-researched as Andre last night. That's going to last for an hour. We've got Ron coming back with John Wedger and panel guests doing more Diddy at 7 o'clock. And then hopefully we will have the Jonathan Odie police interview ready for premiere at 9 o'clock. So stay tuned now if you want to go into the World War interview. It will customize over to it. If you've got any questions, get them in the chat. And thanks for all the people who sent questions in today. I'm going to log off and get on with that one with Dimitri. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Take care.